Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is another day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. If you can, make your soul rejoice in today. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. A couple things are going on. First and foremost, I'm back in it, like as far as that struggle, that pressure, it's starting to elevate again. Financial pressure, we brought on somebody, and as much as it is a blessing to have this person, there's a financial side as a business owner that the pressure is turned up. And I'm having a hard time, man. I'm starting to go through that, you know, where I wake up in the middle of the night feeling pressure, go to bed feeling pressure. I'm asking, you know, where are the sales? How are we doing? I mean, it just started. But this coincides with a teaching I just heard that just, I don't know, in the middle of this thing, it just totally blessed me. I'm going to go over a couple verses and I'll explain what I'm talking about here. But if you go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." And again, liberty is the freedom to go where one wants. "Stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of bondage or servitude to the law." Now, that "stand fast in the liberty," I always thought it was the way you walked. We are dead to the law, we died to the law, right? So it's not about your acts anymore. You have the God of Jacob. Jacob was it's incredible the things that dude did, and God still chose him. You were chosen, therefore stand, you're able to walk, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Christ died that you can make mistakes and it's not going to be accounted to you or put to your account. Stand in that liberty. So I always thought about, you know, that's the way I kind of looked at that verse. If you go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ," which you're risen when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, "endeavor to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Mind," or set your affection, "set your heart on things above, not on things remaining within the earth." Now you take that verse and you couple it with that "stand fast," which I didn't understand exactly what that verse meant or what it means. And last night it clicked. To stand in the liberty is not to be weighed down by your thoughts. To not to be weighed down by what's going on. Like right now, I am weighed down by the fear of not being able to pay stuff. The fear that there's a revolving of the mind where it just starts to snowball. If we don't get sales now, then maybe it goes deeper, and then we're going to go into debt, and then I'm going to have to do this. And it starts to snowball. If you stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, if you set your mind on the things that God tells you to set your mind on, then you're free. You're not weighed down. You're standing in the liberty that Christ died for, that we don't have to be weighed down by this cosmos. This is what God says to think on. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, and this is pertaining specifically to what I was worried about not paying for things. Verse 25, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not," as in they don't dig, or they don't grow, they don't sow seed. "Neither do they reap," as they don't gather that seed. "Nor gather they into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" When you seek those things which are above, this is the type of verse you put in your head. God's going to take care of me in all situations. He takes care of this creation. Why am I thinking like this? To remove that is a liberty, to stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. God removed the laws from you. to where you can stand and walk without that condemnation, that constant condemnation. Then he gave you the Holy Spirit, the new spiritual man, that you can walk not being condemned by what's happening in this life. You can renew and renovate your mind to what the Word says, and to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Christ sitteth in the right hand of power and authority. You have power and authority just like Jesus Christ has power and authority. Greater things will you do than he did. Let your mind be free. Don't be bogged down by this stuff. Be anxious for not one thing, but by all things, by prayers to God. We are not to be anxious for one thing, but by all things, by prayers, which are specific prayers to God. Let your specific requests be declared unto God, and God will take care of them. Those are the things you think on, and it liberates you in life. And you feed your mind with the Word, which is what I'll go over and the teaching I just heard that kind of led to all this stuff. You got to feed your mind with the Word, and you got to let these thoughts go and start to put this stuff in your mind and live it. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you never pray to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for everything that's going on. I thank you for your Word and how much it blesses me. I thank you for the teaching the other day. I'm just thankful that how much it helps and to renew and being able to even renew and renovate your mind, the mind to what you say. And I just thank you for a great day today. I pray for each and every one of your believers. You take care of them. I pray for our country and everything that's coming up, that you just it's your will, Father. And I thank you again for the things that you do for me each and every moment of every day. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.